This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. According to Iran, it successfully test-fired a new rocket designed to carry satellites into orbit, and that's raising new concerns about Iran's missile capability. Here's Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad speaking on Iranian state TV this morning.
We are two more steps away from reaching a point of no return, to a point where we bring all the skies under the domain of Iranian scientists.
Okay, that comment comes at the same time that President Ahmadinejad says he's willing to go ahead, after all, on a deal on Iran's nuclear program. Joining us now to explain is the BBC's Tehran correspondent, John Lyne. He joins us from London. Good morning, John.
Yes, good morning to you.
Let's deal with the first issue of this. President Ahmadinejad's statement that they are two steps away from being the skies being under the domain of Iran. What does that mean?
Well, I'm not sure even he knows precisely, but I think it was being taken as slightly ominous by certainly those countries who are afraid of Iran. Here's this demonstration of Iran's capability. Yes, peaceful. They even put some animals on board to give a real live demonstration of that. Mouse, turtles, some worms. But at the same time, it shows Iran can send projectiles a very long way, and that will scare the United States and other countries. Scare, certainly give them a wake-up call anyway.
Is that a real fear in terms of surprising us over their capabilities?
There's a very real fear about Iran's missile program, which is steadily extending the range. And, of course, the nightmare scenario is an Iranian long-range missile combined with a nuclear bomb. We're not there yet. I don't think anybody thinks Iran is actually making a bomb, although it seems to be making ready to have that capability. Then they would have to take it another step to miniaturize it, to put it on top of one of these missiles. Nevertheless, they're making progress, and that is worrying the world. And that is also seen, and tests like this are seen as a very aggressive steps by Iran.
Okay, this comes, as we said, at the same time that they've announced that they are agreeing to a deal on the nuclear program to send uranium abroad for enrichment and exchange it for fuel. And this seems kind of a common tactic for Iran, that in one take, they take a very belligerent, strong stance to declaring Iran's dominance, and in the other one, they quietly negotiate a compromise.
Well, if it is a compromise, and I think there'll be a degree of scepticism here. Iran first agreed this deal in principle in October, then it seemed to go back on it because of domestic pressure against it. Now suddenly Mr. Ahmadinejad, who couldn't seem to be able to deliver that deal even if he wanted to, says it's no problem, we can sign the deal, no issue at all. So there'll be scepticism about whether they are going to deliver or whether this is just a tactic to divide those countries which are at the moment negotiating on new sanctions against Iran. And we've seen already Russia, of course, a key country that can veto new sanctions, saying, oh, this is interesting, let's have some more talks about this.
So you think that perhaps President Ahmadinejad will not follow through yet again on this deal to exchange for enriched uranium?
Well, I think a degree of scepticism will certainly be in order until and if he delivers. If he does, I'm sure this will be welcomed by the West, by the outside world, as something that could at least put the programme or the fears about the programme on hold for a year or so.
Okay, John Lyon is the BBC Tehran correspondent. He reported from London on two pieces of news coming from Iran. One, they have successfully test-fired a rocket that will carry satellites into orbit. And two, they say they're willing to sign a deal on their nuclear programme.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.